In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Not taking into account the cases of fraud, such as the UMMO case, and other cases in which UFOs and sightings are due to natural phenomena or man-made ships, we can say that the alleged beings from other planets are actually demons. First of all, there is the terror they show of sacred things, just like those who are demon-possessed. We will clearly see how they are not physical and material beings like us, but rather they are spiritual beings who can change their appearance in an instant and can appear and disappear. They can also materialize or dematerialize physical things before the astonished eyes of humans. And they can do the same with the supposed ships or UFOs in which they claim to travel, and carry thousands of abductees from all over the world. In addition, as happens with the possessed, they can speak any language perfectly, make them lose their memory of what happened in the abductions, manifest fetid odors, know intimate things about people, go through walls, and many other things typical of spiritual beings, and that they could not do no matter how technologically advanced they were, if they were physical beings governed by the same laws of the universe. Another thing that we must take into account is that instead of making the contactees feel love and peace, they create terror and trauma that affects them for the rest of their lives. That is to say, they are unfeeling with the contactees, since they are subjected to medical experiments and genital violations that go against the most elementary principles of morality and are without the consent of the patient. It seems that they enjoy making people suffer. On the other hand, in their messages, they appear to be gods, since they claim to be the creators of the human race and want to form with us another superior race, a hybrid race between humans and extraterrestrials. And to this end, they believe they justify experiments on thousands and thousands of human beings throughout the world. Let us not forget that the devil is the enemy of God. For this reason, in all their messages, while they try to make us believe that they seek peace, unity, and the progress of human beings, they give messages against what the Bible tells us and against Jesus Christ, who they say is an extraterrestrial or alien reincarnated on Earth, but that it would not be necessary to redeem us, because they redeem themselves in successive reincarnations or cloning, which is one of the fundamental points of their messages. All their aspirations and interests go towards making believe that God does not exist, that He did not create humanity, that Jesus Christ was not God and has not redeemed us. The Virgin Mary, they say, was a human woman who had Jesus from her union with an alien from another planet. In short, a series of 100% anti-Christian beliefs that many gullible, naive, and ignorant people believe to the letter, simply because they believe that they come from those supposedly perfect and happy beings who live in a world of dreams and complete happiness. Hence, many humans want to go live on their planets to be happy and without as many problems as there are here on this earth. And they dream of contacting them to become their friends, thinking that they are kind beings, perfect and so advanced that they have already overcome most of the diseases and pains on earth. To achieve this dream, they seek and wish to contact them, and they concentrate and invoke them and ask for it. And they do a kind of spiritism rite to communicate with them through automatic writing, as is done in spiritism. They do not realize that they are going to communicate with perverse and diabolical beings, which will make them much more unhappy than they ever wanted or imagined. Unfortunately, many of them fall into drugs, alcohol, self-destruction, psychological and physical illnesses, insomnia, hallucinations, and others that will affect them throughout their lives. In fact, the vast majority of abductees with whom they have contacts are people who have opened the door to them through their constant desire to communicate with them by using spiritualistic means, or by having gotten into Satanism, esotericism, occultism, New Age, or UFO sects in which the devil acts freely and can influence in some way the people who have opened the doors of their mind and soul. When parents have opened these doors to the devil, their children, even very young ones, are also affected, thus creating a cycle of satanic influence which can affect their descendants. There are many aspects to the alien problem, and we can boil them all down by saying that UFO sightings and alien contacts are like a grand theater of deception. The great deception of the devil to all those who, losing the orientation to God, allow themselves to be carried away by the false messages and false promises of these diabolical beings, who only wish to harm human beings, whom they hate with all their being. In any case, all is not lost, even if one has been involved to the depths. The power of demons is limited by God. While there is life, there is hope, and God gives everyone the opportunity to recognize his mistakes and repent to receive him with all his infinite love in his arms, in this life and then for all eternity in heaven. Let us not be deceived. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Without him, we can never be happy in this world or in the next. In his name, we can expel demons and false aliens. The priest Father Manuel Carrera, an astrophysicist who was a member of the Vatican Observatory's board of directors for 15 years, advised and collaborated on several NASA projects, and was a professor at several U.S. universities, does not believe in the existence of extraterrestrials. He spoke on this subject and says, "Ensuring that there is intelligent life on other planets is possible, but not likely. If one of the fundamental physical constants had been altered by a few percent, intelligent life would have been impossible on Earth." According to the Anthropic principle, the universe has been made for man. There is a design programmed from the beginning so that everything is aimed at the formation of the human being. But many people believe that everything that is possible must actually exist. Let's take a simple example. It is possible that if I drop my pen on the table, it will stay right on the tip. It's possible, but it's not likely. And even if I throw it a million times, it's not going to happen. Don't confuse the possible with the probable. One of the most prestigious physicists of the 20th century, John Archibald Wheeler, stated that everything had to be fine-tuned extrinsically from the start. Mutability is a property of matter. Science studies the changes of matter. Mutability implies the possibility of existing in various ways. And everything that can exist in different ways must be extrinsically adjusted to exist in a certain way. And this, not once, but millions of times, in the course of millions of years, until the intelligent life of the human being is reached. Let's think about the moon, which is a quarter of the size of the Earth. It influences the Earth because it stabilizes the Earth's axis of rotation. If the moon did not exist, the Earth would rock with climatic changes incompatible with life. The iron core, which covers half the Earth's radius, is 4,000 degrees hot. That iron core now also has the effect of producing a magnetic field because it spins and is a partially ionized conductor. The magnetic field protects us from solar flares that would be tremendously harmful to life on the Earth's surface. The universe fulfills its destiny with only one planet that exists, where there is intelligent life. Talking about many inhabited planets or other parallel universes is nothing more than talking about possibilities, not concrete facts. The same as talking about aliens is talking about possibilities. Astrology is pure nonsense. It is not science. How can you explain that one has a bad temper because he was born when Mars was in the constellation of Leo the Lion? What does anyone care where Mars is millions of miles away and in a constellation that is our invention? The universe is governed by specific laws which are immutable, in the sense that only someone with supernatural power can violate these laws. If beings exist on other planets, they would necessarily have to be beings created just like us, in the natural order, which should be governed by the natural laws of the universe. But in these alien assumptions, we see that this does not happen, which is by principle suspicious. Inside the Earth, there is the law of gravity, magnetism, thermodynamics, linear acceleration, vertical acceleration, angular acceleration, and many others. Any object that enters the Earth must necessarily be governed by these laws, unless it is not matter. The alleged UFOs seem to enter the Earth, reaching amazing accelerations, without being affected by any of these laws, which raises suspicions. Outside of God, only angels are spirits, which leads us to the conclusion that if they are not governed by the laws of matter, they are not matter. So they are spirits, and if they are spirits and they are not God or angels of God, they must be fallen angels, that is, demons. Spirits, although they are evil as demons, are not governed by material laws, and therefore can materialize and present themselves to the eye as living beings in different ways. It is interesting to note that according to many abductees, they could shapeshift in an instant and could change into different shapes, not just one. In their presence, the abductees usually feel cold, and sometimes smell unpleasant smells, but above all, feel terror and fear. And just as they appear, they can disappear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.